The seventh parak of Masechta Yuma, parak Bo Lo Kohen Gadol, begins with discussing that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol would kore Akhri Mois, he would read Parshas Akhri Mois, Vach Ba'Osr. These are the parashas that speak about the avoid of Yom Kippur, the parashas that speak about the surim, what we may and may not do in Yom Kippur. And then says the Mishnah, V'goyel Sefer Torah u'menich b'cheikoi, he would roll the Sefer Torah and keep it in his lap. Keeping it in his lap is to show how special the Sefer Torah is to him. V'ayman, he would announce, Yoytzim ma'ashe k'rois l'fenechim kosov kan. There's much more in the Sefer Torah than what I'm reading. And then continues the Mishnah, he would read from Parshas Pinchas and Seder Bamidbar Koira al Peh. But that he would read al Peh. And as the Gemara teaches us in our Perek, the reason it was read al Peh is because it's a Tircha de Tzibura. They hear the reading Parshas that are on Sefer Vayikra, till they roll the Sefer Torah to Parshas, to Sefer Bamidbar Parshas Pinchas, is a Tircha de Tzibura. So he read it al peh. Interestingly enough, the Shiles of Shuvis, Shvus Yaakov, says that here the Kohen is in the middle of reading from the Sefer Torah. And it's not like there are different aliyahs. It's all one aliyah. The Kohen Gadol is reading the entire time from the Sefer Torah. And yet, in the middle of the reading of the Sefer Torah, he would make an announcement, as we just learned, making this announcement. How was he allowed to do so? So says the Shvus Yaakov, since this announcement was the cover of the Sefer Torah, to show Chas V'Shalom that there's nothing missing from the Torah, that's why he was allowed to make an announcement even if he's in the middle of reading from the Sefer Torah. And that's why he says, there's a famous question on Shavuos, when Agdamos should be read. Should the person who gets the aliyah for Agdamos, the Kohen, first make the Birchas HaTorah? Or should he first read Agdamos and then make the Birchas HaTorah? And from here we have a raya that you could make the Birchas HaTorah and then read Agdamos, and it's not considered a hefsek, because here certainly the reading of Agdamos also represents that he's not Chas V'Shalom doing it as he's doing it for the Kavod HaSefer Torah. And anything, as we just learned, that's being done for the Kavod of the Sefer Torah is permitted. But there's a question that the Rishonim here pose. The halacha is, it's a Gemara that we find in a number of places in Shas, that the Gemara says, Tvarim Shebeksav, Iyatur Shoylem Malpeh. The halacha is that anything that is written, anything that's in the Tanakh, the Gemara says, Masech the Gittin, Daf Samach Amabeis, it's a Gemara Masech the Tmura, Daf Yodalar Amabeis. The Pasuk says, Ksoib Luchas Advarim Ha'ela, and says the Gemara, Dvarim Shamati Lucha Biksav, anything that was written in Biksav, Iyat Rishoy Lam Balpeh, may not be said Balpeh. There's actually a Machloikis HaRishoinim, if this is an Issa Daraisa, or an Issa Darabonim. The Chidah and the Machzik Bracha says that according to the Yoreim, this is only an Issa Darabonim. According to the Charedim, it's an Issa Daraisa. Why is it Aser? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Mem Tes in Aruch Chaim explains that there are many halachas and many drashas that we learn from the words of the Chumash. Especially we learn them from the way the words are spelled, Chaseris v'Yaseris, the way the words are pronounced, the Kri Ksiv. And therefore, if we're going to have it Baal Peh, we're not going to have all of the words written properly, and we're going to miss out on all of these limudim. Another pshat, which is probably the posh pshat, the Tosfos Rit says this pshat, is because if you say something from reading it in the posik itself, you're not going to make a mistake. The words of the Torah are so holy, and therefore every word has to be taken so seriously, so we only can be sure that they're going to be read properly if we read them amiksav. There are also reasons given api Kabbalah. It's connected to the pasuk of Tiras Hashem Tamima. These, furthermore, there's a very big question connected to this. Is this Isser by all of the Sfarim of Tanakh, or is it only on Torah Shebik, on the Chumash? And the question probably is dependent on this Machlokes Rishonim. If we say that the concern is Shema Yitta, that you may read the Pasuk improperly, so that it makes no difference if it's from the Chumash or it's from Nach. The concern of Shema Yitta would apply. If, however, the concern is because of the drushes, so only on the Torah Shebiksav do we have a greater concern about the drushes than we do on Torah Shebaal Peh. Another big nafkamina is that this halacha, advarim shebiksav yet to rishoy loymer mal peh, so does that only apply to Sefer Torah that's written properly on a cloth, as a sofer would write the Sefer Torah? Or does it even apply, or as long as the Sefer Torah is written and you're reading from printed words, that's fine? Because interestingly enough, there's a tshuva, and the Shaila of tshuva is Shevet Halevi, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. The issue that's discussed over there is that many people buy for their children, for Simchas Torah, these imitation small Sifrei Torah. And the question that's asked to Rav Ozner, is it appropriate or inappropriate? So Rav Ozner, besides dealing with this issue, which we'll speak about in a moment, says that that the Isser Advarim Shebiksav Yet Rishoy Loymer Mal Peh doesn't apply on printed material. As soon as it's printed, it's fine. Obviously, he is of the opinion that the main concern is that Shema Yitta, like the Tosfos Rit explained. And since the concern is Shema Yitta, therefore, we have to, if it's printed and you're going to read it, you're not going to make a mistake. Certainly, the Pesukim say that nowadays, where almost everything is printed, everybody seems to be makel, that even when you want to avoid the problem of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Rishoy Loimer Mal Peh, as long as you read it from a printed piece of paper, even if it's not a properly written Sefer Torah, you don't have the issue of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Rishoy Loimer Mal Peh. Rav Ozner there in the Tshuva feels that there's no problem with having these small Sifrei, these small print Sifrei Torah that children are given to dance with on Simchas Torah. He does say two interesting things in conclusion. He says that he would not be in favor, however, of having Megillas or larger Sifrei Torah printed, because they're the concern for Michshol, where somebody may accidentally think that this Megillah is a kosher Megillah, where the Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah, when obviously it actually is not, is a greater concern. And therefore there he says he would not be happy with them being printed that way. And he also says a very interesting approach. He says that as far as he's concerned, He doesn't see any problem with these small Sefer Torah the way they are, the way they're printed and used by the children on Simchas Torah. However, he says, if Rabbanan will see that by having the Sefer Torah, these Sefer Torah that are printed this way, problems, halakhic problems, can arise, then he'll review the question again and see what his opinion is. But as of now, he says, no problem with them. And furthermore, he says, even reading from them is not a violation of Dvarim Shemiksav, Iyatu Rishoy Lomer Malpeh. This halacha, of Dvarim Shemiksav, Iyatu Rishoy Lomer Malpeh, is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Memtes, Arachayim Simen Memtes. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Afgav the Kaimalon, Dvarim Shemiksav, Iyatu Rishoy Lomer Malpeh, as we just quoted the Gemara, Dvarim Shemiksav, Iyatu Rishoy Lomer Malpeh. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Dover Shirogel, V'shog B'fi Kol, anything that is a posik that people are very familiar with, Kigon Krishma, or Birchs Kahanim. Krishma, everybody knows by heart. Birchs Kahanim, Birchs Tamid, Kiyotz Behen, anything that people know all the time, are we could be Mekel. And it's very clear from the Bir Halacha that the Bir Halacha explains that what is the basis for the Shulchan Aruch. Since the concern for Dvar Shemiksav Yatu Rishoy Lomer Malpeh is Shema Yitta, when it's something that everybody's familiar with, so the concern from Shema Yitta falls away, and therefore one could be Mekel. And that's why the Be'er Heitav over there has a discussion. What about saying Hallel? May Hallel be said Malpeh. And he says that you have to know, is that considered something that's Ruggle? Why is it not Ruggle? Because although people are obviously quite familiar with the Prokim of Hallel, but there are days we say whole Hallel, says the Bi'ar Locha. There are days that we say, we don't say whole Hallel. And therefore that's something that people might get confused with. And that would mean that the Hallel is not considered Shogar B'fi Kol. And therefore, he says, especially since we make a bracha when we say Hallel, says the Bi'ar Locha, one should be careful not to say Hallel only from a Siddur, otherwise there may be a question of a bracha of Atola. And the Magen Avraham indeed says that this is Halacha, that one should be very careful. The Magen Avraham here in Simen Memtes, Sifkotan Aleph, Yesh Dei Yisoynes, there are different opinions when the heter of Dvar Shemiksav, when the Isser of Dvar Shemiksav, Yeter Rishoy Lomer Malpeh applies, when it doesn't apply, Ulchei Nirali, and therefore he says, Yesh Lizor, Shloi Loimish Shum Dover Balpeh, one should not say anything Balpeh, Ki Im Masha Muskabai B'Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just read, the words of Shulchan Aruch mentions Krishma, Birkas Kahanim, Parshas Tamid. Those, the Shulchan Aruch clearly indicates the minig is to say Balpeh. Anything else should not be said Balpeh. But if that's indeed the halacha, so we have a very obvious question which the Rishonim ask on our Gemara. We just said that our Mishnah teaches us that the Esrish v'Chumash b'Kudim, the parashas Pinchas of the Kriyas HaTorah that the Kohen read by on Yom Kippur, Koyrel Peh. And the question is, how could the Kohen, even if there's a concern of Tircha de Tzibura, how could the Kohen read it al Peh, Tvarim Shebiksav, Yatru Shoyim, and Loim Ram Peh? So the Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Harosh say that this halacha is only a mitzvah min hamufcha. Obviously, they're of the opinion that this is only a halacha midrabbanan. And in the situation, as we described, as our Gemara will teach us, where there's an issue of kavod atzibur, the tircha de tzibura of rolling the Sefer Torah supersedes the din the Rabbanan of Dvaran Shemiksav Yatar Shoy Loimer Malpeh, and that's why you're allowed to say it Malpeh. Another teretz is just like we daven, and when we daven Musaf every Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, we say the Psukim of Musaf. And Tefillah, particularly in those days, was always done Alpeh. The answer is that wherever we're reading the Psukim, not to be Yotze, wherever we're doing it for a Tefillah, that is not considered of, it's like part of the Avodas Hayoyim, and by Avodas Hayoyim, this halacha doesn't apply. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva Eger says the same thing. Whenever there's a din of saying the kabbonis of the day, there is no issur dvaran shebeksav yatzur shoy lo emar al peh. Tosfos in Masechta Temura makes a very interesting distinction. He says that the halacha of dvaran shebeksav yatzur shoy lo emar al peh is only when you're being mitzi someone else. But when we're not being mitzi someone else, there is no issue of Dvaran Shebeksav Yatzur Rishoy Olam Malpeh, which actually is the basis, will be the basis for a very interesting discussion. And that is, the how do we look at the Kriyas HaTorah of the Koyin on Yom Kippur? Our Mishnah, as we read at the beginning of the Shir, says that on Yom Kippur, the Koyin Gadol read from the Sefer Torah. When we say that the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, Rashi, right at the beginning of the Mishnah, says that it's Ma'akif. Rashi quotes the Gemara that we learned at the beginning of Masechta, Daf Hei Mevayis, and it seems this is the way the Mefarshim learned Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi learns that we learned from the Shemayin Shemei Meluim, that just like there they had Kriya, and they read from the Sefer Torah, and the reading was Ma'akif. Here too, the Kriya is Ma'akif. There are many Mefarshim that find difficulty with learning that. They say that they were learning the dinim of the Shivas Yomim, of the days before Yom Kippur, from Shemana Shemei Meluim. Who says that we should learn this halacha from there? The Sfas Emes also says that we don't find any Kriyas HaTorah, that there's a Chiyav D'Raisa, other than the Kriya on Parsha Zohar. But it does seem that there are Mefarshim that learn that the Chi of Kriya, it seems there's Yerushalmi that says this, that the Chi of Kriya on HaTorah on Yom Kippur is a Chi of the Raisa. Why? Because the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, V'yas that Aaron did kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does that refer to, says the Yerushalmi? To Yerushalmi, this is in Yerushalmi, Masechta Yuma, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, that Aaron read from the Sefer Torah. So now, we could begin to understand an answer to this question of Dvaran Shebeksav Yatzur Shoy Lomar Malpeh. Certainly, if we're going to be of the opinion, which not like Rashi, but many Rishonim, that the Kriya on Yom Kippur is not Ma'akif, so then it isn't something that we have to absolutely do. So then maybe we don't have the Issur Dvaran Shebeksav Yatzur Rishoy Lomar Malpeh. On the other hand, if we're going to learn like the Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi we just learned says that the Chiyuv of reading on Yom Kippur is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, so there would be a greater question, why don't we have a problem of Dvarim Shebeksav Yatzur Rishoy Lomar Malpeh? But we could still perhaps answer that question. We could still perhaps answer that question by learning this way. There's a question that I saw that the Mefarshim asked in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues in speaking about the brachas that the Kohen Gadol said after he did the Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah said, "Umevarach alash shmeina brachas." that after he finished reading from the Sefer Torah, he made 8 brachas. But it's very interesting to point out, say the Mefarshim. Our Mishnah speaks about the 8 brachas that were made. The Mishnah doesn't speak about after the laying. The Mishnah doesn't speak about the brachas that were made before he laid. We know that whenever we get an aliyah, we make a bracha. Why over here was no bracha recited before? So some say the Mishnah doesn't need to speak about the bracha that's made before. Because before, whenever you get an aliyah, you make a bracha before your aliyah. And here too, certainly the Kohen, before he started reading from the Sefer Torah, made the regular bracha that's made before Kriyas HaTorah. And there's no need for the Mishnah to point it out, because there's nothing special. It's only the bracha the brachas that were recited after the Kriyas Sefer Torah, which were obviously very unique and normally not said. We certainly normally don't make 8 brachas after we read from the Sefer Torah. That's why the Mishnah had to focus on it. That's one approach. But there's an entirely different approach. Normally, when we read from the Sefer Torah, there's a chiyuv kriyas hatayra on the tzibur. So the person who's getting the aliyah is making a bracha, and he's really being mitzi the entire tzibur, because there's a chiyuv bracha on the entire tzibur. That is only when there's a chiyuv kriyas hatayra on the tzibur. On Yom Kippur, there was no chiyuv kriyas hatayra on the tzibur. This was a chiyuv kriyas hatayra strictly for the Kohen Gadol. And the way that is shown, that this is a Kriyas HaTorah only for the Kohen Gadol and not for everyone else, is by the Kohen Gadol making bracha, not one bracha, making 8 brachas when he finishes the Kriyas HaTorah, and no brachas were recited before, to show that this is not your regular Chiyuv Kriya. If that's the case, That is the answer that the Rishonim are offering regarding the problem of Dvarim Shebiktav Yad Rishoy Loim Rapeh. Because the Isser of Dvarim Shebiktav Yad Rishoy Loim Rapeh only applies when you're being mitzi the rabbin. But the way we just explained, there is no chiv on the rabbin for Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur. The chiv Kriya on Yom Kippur is only on the Kohen, as evidenced by the fact that only the Kohen made a bracha. And by the only brachas being made after the Kriya, and no brachas being made before the Kriya. And therefore, there is no problem of Dvarim Shebiktav Yad Rishoy Loim Rapeh.